I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Political and economic turmoil, plus increased pressure on religious minorities, have made things rough for Christians in Iran, says Middle East Concerns' Miles Windsor. Among the recent arrests, Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani. 8 years ago, his apostasy case made him a household name, and he was acquitted in 2012. But the scrutiny never let up. In July of this year, Nadarkhani was rearrested and sent to Evin prison. Ask God to intervene on behalf of believers under fire in Iran.
God is a God who is sovereign and in control and all-powerful. And so we know that he can affect things if it's in accordance with his will. So I think we can cry out to him for these men, as well as other brothers and sisters who are in prison currently in Iran.
Meanwhile, today is World Teachers Day. Teach Beyond's Harold Clausen says there's a huge need for teachers in refugee camps.
Without a teacher, after the physical needs are met, there's often very little hope and little opportunity for the people to be able to make progress beyond the immediate, rather dire circumstances that they find themselves in.
So pray for the teachers who are serving in refugee camps with Teach Beyond, that God would give them wisdom as they live out the gospel. And for many, accessing scripture is all but impossible. Russ Hirschman with Wycliffe Bible Translators tells us why.
There are over 1,500 languages in the world today that still don't even have a program begun to translate the Bible into their language.
Often, these communities also need literacy training. Pray for Wycliffe as they translate and teach God's Word. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you, so you can join us here or on our social media network. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.